they've brought in quite a lot of revenue.
Yeah, I remember about those earthquakes last year. Just a few, like right, you know.
Yeah, there was about like 3-4 of them, and I had a few cracks to prove it.
What other kinds of furniture did you have in the house, or I should say, what kind of furniture did you have in your house besides the bed and stuff like that, like in the living room when you were a kid?
Well, like I say, I wasn't raised in hard times. My folks had beautiful furniture. Mm-hmm. Back when my mother packed up and moved to Phoenix, she took her furniture with her. Really? She had some exquisite furniture.
What kind of pieces did she have? Do you remember?
Well, her dining room was all cut out, had all this real beautiful work. And then, of course, the front room set was anything that you could replace in another furniture store, you know. Was then the home she inherited in Phoenix was completely furnished. So I don't know what she done with that when she took all of her furniture from here over there.
Right. So she had things like couch and some chairs. And do you have anything to keep like dishes in that you remember?
Oh, she had the buffets. Okay, yes. So oh, yeah. We had. Okay. She had some beautiful dishes.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever hear of a bureau? Is that something that
she had one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was that like a place where you kept papers, or was that for clothes? Or?
For what? I think she used it for like antiques and stuff that she kept in there.
Okay. You know? All right. What about things, I'm wondering about things that she would have used to cook with. Do you remember some of the old time things she used to, you mentioned the coffee.
Well, that there was down at the store,
that was
part of the store. At home, it was just your everyday. Mm-hmm. Any new electric appliance came out, my mother had it. She had the very modern kitchen. And
yeah. Did she have...
Of course, her stove, she had it, this one electrician wired it up, and he put a cast iron plate. Because to make our Lebanese bread, it had to be at the temperature of 500. And there is no stove that goes up to 500. And I don't know if you've ever seen Lebanese bread made.
No, I haven't.
Well, it's made with little balls.
Yeah.
And then you work the dough. And then she used to work it over her arms like this.
Yeah.
And then she had one of those boards that, with the handle, and you put it in the oven. Like 5 minutes, take it out, turn it around, 5 minutes,
and it was something
that outstanding.
Well, what's Lebanese bread made out of?
Well, just your yeast and flour and just...
Any special ingredients that you know, the spice or anything?
It's just the way it was made, knowledge of making it.
Yeah,
now, if you were in Phoenix, they have the Lebanese bakeries that you can buy the bread already made.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all this good food that...
I have a friend back in Georgia who's Lebanese. I'm going to have to talk to her. See if we can get going there. Did she use cast iron to cook with at all?
Not really. But this plate that was in the oven was cast iron.
Okay.
Because once it got hot...
Right.
And then when she used to bake bread before she had this electric stove, when she had the Majestic stove, we used to burn tires. So can you imagine how hot that stove had to get?